And now for our Vatican Week in Review, here's Tracy McClure.
The week began on a somber note. On Monday, Pope Benedict XVI sent a telegram to the Bishop of Faisalabad, Pakistan, in the wake of anti-Christian violence that left at least 8 people dead and 20 others wounded at the weekend. In his message, the Holy Father said he was deeply grieved to learn of the senseless attack on the Christian community of Goira City, which resulted in the tragic killing of innocent men, women, and children, and immense destruction. On Tuesday, the prefect of the Congregation for the Clergy, Cardinal Claudio Humes, sent a letter to the world's priests marking the 150th anniversary of the death of Jean-Marie Vianney, curé d'Ars. In his letter, Cardinal Humes described the increasing dominance of globalized media in Western culture as a challenge to evangelization. He noted that today's culture is deeply marked by a relativism which rejects any affirmation of an absolute and transcendent truth, which undermines the very foundations of morality and closes itself off to religion. Cardinal Humes lamented the continuing de-Christianization of the majority of Christian lands, and in particular in the West. Despite these concerns and the dwindling number of vocations to the priesthood, the cardinal urged priests not to be discouraged. Instead, he encouraged them to rekindle the faith in those who have distanced themselves from God. Pope Benedict greeted 4,000 pilgrims packed into the courtyard of the papal summer residence in Castel Gandolfo on Wednesday for the weekly general audience, his first since his return from vacation in the Italian Alps. The Pope dedicated his catechesis to St. Jean Vianney, the curé d'Ars, and the patron of the Year of Priests. He pointed out that the priest's dedication to the Eucharist and to confession were examples for all to follow. Also in the news, the Vatican City State website is marking 2 years of operation. Statistics were issued saying nearly 3 million people have typed onto the site at www.vaticanstate.va for information about the Vatican since it was launched in the summer of 2007. The site is offered in 5 languages, English, Italian, French, Spanish, and German. The pages that have really grabbed the visitors' attention are those that transmit images of the Vatican via webcam, the Vatican Gardens, St. Peter's Square, and the tomb of Pope John Paul II as favorites. Now, with the simple click of a mouse, the world really has a window overlooking the Vatican. I'm Tracy McClure.